Stephen Huff playing the Nocturne No. 6 by Fauré. And there's more piano playing to come later this week.
A Mozart concerto from pianist Paul Lewis in Radio 3 Live in Concert. A former Radio 3 New Generation artist, now one of today's leading pianists and an acclaimed interpreter of music from the classical period. Radio 3 Live in Concert, Thursday night at 7:30.
Back to tonight. Time now for World Roots. And in the first of two editions, specially recorded on location, Lucy Duran heads to Central Africa to hear the music of Equatorial Guinea.
Isabella, you have a special relationship with this man, Antonio Edu Manyana, because your father was declared the honorary son of the particular ethnic group within Fang culture.
Yes.
By this...
Esatop, and his mother is Esatop, so I am mother of him.
So he comes from the same ethnic group, which is why he thinks of you as his mother, because you're the daughter of a man who was made the son of the Esatop.
Yes.
I think I've got it. It's quite confusing. Equatorial Guinea is a tiny country in West Central Africa. Its total population is about the same as the city of Leeds, but it's home to many different ethnic groups, the Fang, Bubi, Ndowe, Bisio, Krio, and others. The country is spread across a mainland portion, which is squeezed between Gabon and Cameroon, and a series of islands in the Gulf of Guinea, the largest called Bioko and home to the capital Malabo. It first cropped up on European maps when Portuguese explorer Fernando Po passed by the islands in the 15th century. It then spent a period between Spanish and English rule until 1843, when it was officially named Spanish Guinea. Independence came in 1968, followed by the 11-year reign of terror of first president Francisco Macias Nguema. He was overthrown by his nephew, Teodoro Obiang Nguema Basogo, who, at 34 years in the job, is now Africa's longest-serving leader. We're here, though, to meet ethnomusicologist Isabella de Aranzadi, who spent her whole life studying the music and traditions of Equatorial Guinea, and we hope she's going to introduce us to some remarkable musicians. Isabella, this city, Malabo, in Equatorial Guinea, must be very special to you. It must have lots of memories.
Yes, I was born in this city, and I lived till 14 years old. And my father loved this country, these people, this culture, and me also.
What's so special about it? Why have you dedicated your life to studying and writing about the music of Equatorial Guinea?
My father had a big collection of ethnographic objects, Fang objects, and I began my research about music and instruments. But I wanted to have this research in all the ethnic groups.
So, because your father just worked with the Fang, who are the majority ethnic group here.
Yes.
But there are many others, and they also have very interesting musical traditions.
Yes.
And what was your father doing here?
My father was an agronomist, also was a journalist, and he was very active in promoting Fang culture, and he published many books about Fang culture in the Fang language.
Well, Isabella, we're going to start our time here in Equatorial Guinea exploring the music and the traditions of the Fang people. And so we're going to go to the mainland, and you're going to take us deep into the forest to hear Fang music. How alive are these traditions that you're taking us to hear?
In mainland, Fang people save their traditions, but there are some traditions in danger because there are very few musicians that play, like the Mvet, Mveroye, or like Ndomba, even, there are more, or like Manjang, the Fang xylophone.
And so we hope we're going to be lucky enough, Isabella, to see some of these great celebrated traditions of the Fang people of Equatorial Guinea.
Yes, we hope it will be great.
This is a road that's been under construction for about 3 years now. At the moment, it's bright red earth, just going straight through very dense forest. But it will be the motorway that connects the west of the country to the east, where they're building a new capital from scratch. And the new capital will be called Oyala, and it's very near the birthplace of this country's president. And as we've been driving along, just even only a few kilometres outside Bata, we started to find roadblocks, and we had to produce a special permit to show that we were allowed to progress through the country. We're actually going to a village called Ebian, which is a place that has an ancient tradition, one of the most celebrated traditions of epic singing in the African continent.
Bengono.
This is the troubadour, this is the Mbet player. ¿Cómo está usted?
Regularmente.
¿Regularmente?
Sí.
Ah, pues yo, por ejemplo, para variar, estoy muy contenta de verle. Hombre.
Gracias.
So, we are in Ebian, a very little village near Tubata, where the Okak people, a subgroup of Fang, lives. Before the colonial times, this was a very little and old village.
What we see is this dirt road, this red earth road that runs through the village. We see very dense forest on either side. You can hear the insects, it's very hot. And then these houses, which are made of wood, with a wooden veranda and very rusty corrugated iron roofs.
This is a meeting house where all events take place in the Aba, and people receive the new
visitors.
Yes,
it's a talking house,
yes.
A palabra house.
Yes, it's la casa de la palabra in Spanish.
How many people live in Ebian?
200.
Very small. Man is sweeping the packed dirt floor for us, because this is where we're going to be recording the Mvet player, the troubadour.
Thank you.
Well, this is the sound of the mvet here in the Pallava house. It's hard to describe. It's a pretty unique instrument. It's only found in this area played by the fang. But I guess the closest thing to it would be something like the birimbau, the one-string musical bow that's played by Brazilians. But instead, this instrument, the mvet, it's made entirely out of bamboo. So it's one long bamboo stick, which is about a meter and a half long. And then there are four strings, which are cut out of the bamboo itself and raised at right angles. I don't know how you can cut those strings out of the bamboo without their breaking. It's quite a skill. And then there are three resonators. There's one that he's holding against his chest, which in that way it's a bit like the birimbau. But on both ends of the bamboo stick, there are also round gourd resonators. The man sitting next to me is saying that the resonator that's held against his chest, it functions like an amplifier. And the mvet player, attached to his arm, is carrying some skins, some animal skins, with long kind of furry tails. And what's this, Isabella?
It's a wild cat that is sacred for fan people.
And also attached to his arm, to the band around his arm, is a face, is a... What is that?
It's a figure of ancestors, which give their power, inspiration.
He's just taken the carving of his ancestor off his arm. It's really quite beautiful. So it's got... ¿Lo puedo tocar? Can I touch it? ¿No me va a pasar nada? I'm just asking if I can touch it. Is anything going to happen to me if I do? Maybe I'll start to play the mvet. He was just saying that when you have this carving of your ancestor and it's attached to your arm, it's like you're plugged into electricity. It just goes straight into your bloodstream. The spirit of this ancestor. And Isabella, what kinds of things do mvet players sing about?
They sing about the history, but in a fable in which there are two worlds, the world of death and the world of life.
Bengono is going to introduce
the song. Okay.
There used to be someone who was very strong, who came from the interior, who walked around telling information. This person came at midnight to this village called Engong, but he was coming to kill people. In the village called Engong, there were two leaders or two chiefs, one of the youth and one of the elders. The chief of the elders had five wives, and his name was Akomamba. The person who came from the interior, the strong man who came to the village, was called Bezana Ulamam.
Y esta persona siempre venía en la casa de Akomamba.
He always went to the house of the chief of the elders. But the chief of the elders was afraid of him because he had five wives. He was afraid he would take one of his wives. You know that if a man has five wives, he never sleeps, but simply because he's always worried. He needs to keep control of his five wives. So the chief of the elders went to the president of the village and explained to him that he was suffering, he was very worried, he was scared of this man who came from in the forest and was threatening them. So Engon, the president of the village, gave him an army to protect him. Now he's explaining the names of the different warriors in the army. And so what happened? Now he's going to tell us. You can see, it's a gripping story. It's a gripping story, but I can imagine it's going to go on for ages. Let's hear the song.
Thank you.
Damana Yangole, oh, Damana Yangole. Get a manga, eh? The food in a manga, eh? Money better be a young bomber and Tomanga. And go on, I'm a baby. For I don't make a boy in Goa. I saw the old bank call you, and I agree. I can't remember him down on the baby. I don't know what he did. Give me my head for Roma walk with the cow to walk with him and the Anna. My car was so far, I'm alone. Gibbermo, oh, Gibbermo. Makamaya, I'm not going to be able to do it. The mammy and gongs on the camel woman would have Mandara, Yamanjang. Oh, we'll see what about your vada, don't vet, you do on young, a came in a zoomon, Mazominity. Come at yet, I mean to talk about an idea. The fenena. Eh, Domiti? Immolata de Berumo, and your neighbor. Immolangate, Domiti, and be your idea, eh, banger. A young. Oh ya. Emo nya anga zunye bi umbus ni da memo nya abale majing matado nya bi yol manjiri. Ayon obu. Ah. Awol bana mori singa ko mbana o kalar o yama. Ema ya tinga mo tuwa unza kwa zeta gam. O kalar o yama. Mofan o yama. Anzama o yama. Et maman singing, bon, on va faire un toit, wabamina, voilà, y a maman, c'est moi la voile, y a mon vo, ou dit mon vo, moi la dame à son bout, n'a pas bagné. Ah, goût, bobo, pain, ou j'en vais, bobo, papa, coup d'un verre. Attendez, les gars, veillez, veillez à son matin, y a quoi, on a le bel commission benzan, b, au con, car vous y en ongam, ça. Mais que yo, what? Maman, t'es monsieur, au gabon, un jour, Oh, for the young Alua, for the young, my better for the young, you. Have you, you want? No woman better for the young, you. Why, Yaman, Jimmy Gamona, where I'm a summer, but I funk here, my brother for the young again. Yeah, I need another, my dear. Come on, my brother for the young again.
Thank you very much. Akiba. That's how you say it in Fang? We've been recording for an hour and it's hardly progressed the story at all. It's just full of comic detail. And that's the essence of this wonderful tradition, the Mvet tradition. And apparently, Isabella tells me that this would go on all day long and through the night. So, Bengono, when you say, ah, ah, what's that?
Ah, yeah, yeah. Ah,
ah. Ah, he says it's like taking a little break in the song. So it's like saying, isn't it so? Yes. Ah? Are there any young Mvet players? Is there anyone younger than yourself, Bengono, who's carrying on the tradition? That's what he would like, but no one has presented themselves. Young people are not interested in carrying on this tradition. What he's saying is that you have to be born into this tradition, and nobody's been born into it of the young generation. And so it's a dying tradition. And it's such a shame that it's a dying tradition, because it's obviously, it's so entertaining. This is great entertainment, and it's timeless. He's like any brilliant stand-up comedian. He knows how to work his audience, and he knows how to make a great joke and make fun of people and make fun of himself and get the whole village involved and loving it. Felipe.
Felipe Osa.
Muchísimo gusto.
Sí.
Encantada de verle.
Yeah.
I'm very relieved because for the past few days we've been trying to communicate with a man called Felipe Osa, who is an expert on the traditions of Equatorial Guinea, in particular of the music of the Fang people. And he lives in a place called Bijabijang, which is way over in the east of Equatorial Guinea, pretty near the border with Cameroon. But there's no phone network here, so it's just been impossible to communicate with him. And we've driven a long way from the main city on the coast into the interior, due east, through quite dense forest, with villages pretty much all along the way. But anyway, you know, we were getting deeper and deeper into the countryside without really knowing whether we were going to find anything here in Bijabijang. But here is Mr. Felipe Osa in front of me. Felipe, What will you be able to show us in terms of music?
La música nuestra, como se puede llevar, no lo tratamos.
The first one I want to show you is abakuya.
Abakuya.
These are dances and songs that would be sung at moment of festivity, Christmas, holidays, and it's very spectacular dance. It's an important part of local culture.
So this slit drum is made by Felipe Orsao. And the other great thing about the musicians is that they have these amazing hats. They're like woven out of what, raffia?
Yes.
But decorated with cowrie shells and beads, and it's really stunning. Is that also made by Felipe?
Yes.
These hats?
Yes. And Felipe said me that later it will be here the abakuya, the mask.
The mask will be coming. We'll see the mask.
Yes.
That's exciting. And tell me also, the women, they have a sort of a raffia plate on their heads. What is that, Isabella?
It's fashion in Bijabijan. This dance is the result of the encounter of Fang people with Creole people in the island of Fernando Po, because the Fang people were to work on the cocoa plantations, and when they came back, they brought this dance.
A masked dancer who they're calling right now, telling him, come out, come out. And all the women are looking around. The name of the masked dancer is Nyan Kwe.
Like the rest of the world. Extraordinary if you think that the voyage that this tradition has been on, starting in southeast Nigeria, going to Cuba in the 19th century, developed by slaves in Cuba, repatriated. First to Sierra Leone, then to Equatorial Guinea, to the island of Bioko. And from there, the Fang from the interior of the country learned this tradition when they were working on the cocoa plantations on the island, and now they've brought it back here, deep into the heart of Equatorial Guinea. It's really a remarkable tale of musical travel over the centuries. How difficult is it to see this, Isabella? I mean, you've made it possible for us to see this here in Bijabijang, but if we had just gone through this village, would we have found it?
I think it's the first time it's recording that.
It's the first time it's been recorded? That's exciting.
Yes.
Only on World Roots.
For me, very exciting.
And you know what's so interesting, Isabella, is here we are in Central Africa, well, in Equatorial Guinea, very near to Cameroon. We're in the rainforest. In a place like this, you would think that you'd have very kind of pure old traditions, which I'm sure you do as well, but you also have this remarkable flux of layers of different historical encounters of so many people and reflecting so many different migrations for different reasons. Slavery, labor.
Yes,
what a story.
I think that is unique. It's unique. The Fang have their tradition. That is unique. You know? But even in this performance, they put on their rhythms.
So they make it Fang. They turn something which is very multicultural, multi-layered into their own. We've been driving down a really beautiful red road through very dense forest, and Isabella tells me that this is about as dense a forest as you get here in Equatorial Guinea.
A very primary forest. And the name in Fang is Ngom Afang.
And we stopped at this village because this is where the slit drum player is. So we're going to pick him up and move on to the next village where the specialists of Ndomba, this extraordinary funeral tradition. And in this what looks like a tiny village with just a few houses on either side of this red dirt road is a primary school, and so we're going to go into the school and see what's going on. How many people are there in this village? There are 107 people here, according to the census that was done a year ago, but some of the children come from nearby villages. People here live from agriculture. The women plant the yucca, banana, corn, And the men cut down the trees and so that they can clear the fields.
Hay un especialista aquí en este pueblo vecino, dice fa.
I asked the school teacher if they knew of Ndomba, the dance that we're going to go and see right now, and he said yes. Very near here is a specialist in this dance. His name is Chacho, and it's difficult to find him. He often is in the forest, and that's how he makes a living, but we'll be lucky to find him.
Sí, sí, muchas veces lo viven. Como siempre,
the school teacher says that the children all know about Ndomba because every time someone dies in the village, this man, the specialist Chacho, comes and performs Ndomba. So they all know it. We better go and see if we can find Chacho.
Adios.
Muy bien.
This is the famous Chacho, the famous leader of the Ndomba. So luckily we found him. He wasn't in the forest. He was expecting us. Meanwhile, however, there's been some kind of a dispute between the slit drum player and the Ndomba group. So I don't know how that's going to be resolved. But the slit drum is there.
The slit drum speaks on the dance and says what he must perform.
Felipe. So the second type of music that we're going to hear is called
Ndomba.
Ndomba. Ndomba es el nombre de alguien.
Es nombre de una persona.
Ndomba was originally named after a person, but now it's the name of a dance. The story is that Ndomba was orphaned and left abandoned. An insect got into his feet. His feet came up in a big plaster, and his ankle didn't work properly. And he did this dance as if he were completely abandoned. Here the Fang tradition is that when it rains, the children come out to dance, and they are given snacks like peanuts and bananas. So the orphan Ndomba got used to dancing whenever it rained, because he knew he would get food. And then he started dancing even when it wasn't raining. He would go around people's doors and dance. And he had absolutely no shame, because he was an orphan. So he could say anything. And he had this crazy dance because he had insects in his feet. From then on, it became known as the Ndomba dance. That is the story of how it got its name. But now it's performed mainly for funerals. And the point of it is that you have no shame. You can say anything. You can just let yourself go. It's very important cultural manifestation.
Hey!
This is Chacho, who does the ndomba dance, and his real name is Silverio Ebang Ngonga. What's this thing that you hold in your mouth? What's the significance of that when you sing?
It's a whistle like gazo or melton, and it's very traditional. When the ndomba dancer picks up the whistle and starts to sing through it, he also fizzes around in his magic bag, which no one else is allowed to touch because it's full of power object. When he picks out an animal tail, for example, of a wild cat, it gives him extra power. It gives him magical power.
Chacho, what do you sing about in these songs? I hear that ndomba is very funny, that you can say anything that you like. This song is...
Anu Awu
Mena. Awu Mena.
This song is Anu Dawu Mena. It means the mouth always lie. Why does it always lie? For example, you, the people of the BBC, came today to Bifa Efak. It costs a lot of money to get here. You have to take a plane. You have to drive here. You have to organize everything. I had to spend 2 days of work to be here to do the ndomba. In the end, I did it with my hands and my legs, but then my mouth is going to take all the credit. The mouth is just one tiny part of the making of something happen.
What does ndomba do? Why perform a ndomba at a funeral, for example?
It's for that moment when a family has been left in the cold by the death of a father. The main purpose of ndomba is to purify, to take away all the bad things a person has done, but also to advise those who are left in the world to behave well. So, if the father who has died was like the roof of the house, and is the son-in-law left to look after the house, the ndomba says, stop doing all those bad things you've been doing and take up your responsibility.
Chacho, you've offered us a song as a gift, another song. And what is this song about?
Tata,
this song is about son-in-law. Son-in-law are always very welcome into their new family, especially by the mother-in-law, because the son-in-law always brings money to the new house. In this song, the son-in-law comes to visit the house of his mother-in-law, but he sits down and does absolutely nothing. Meanwhile, all her sons have been out in the local river fishing, and they come back in the house bringing fish. So she says to the son-in-law, what the hell are you doing here with the balls hanging out? Everyone else has brought fish. Do you think this family is going to nurse itself on your balls?
Now I see where the reputation of ndomba for saying shameless things comes from.
Ambon, 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 emanon.
Asia Ambong. Gana to the Biarantia Amba Omba Baba Ambong.
Even though the Fang people historically came from the continental region of this country, and there are also Fang in neighbouring Cameroon and Gabon, they migrated west to the coast, and they also came to this island, Bioko. Well, a key place in the centre of the capital, Malabo, where we are now, is the Claretian Church and School, which is a Roman Catholic community of priests and brothers. They were founded by the Spaniard Saint Anthony Claret and came here in the late 19th century, along with the Spanish colonial settlement. Now, the country is overwhelmingly Catholic, and the church here in Malabo holds masses with five different cultures represented. They each bring their own music and their own language, including Fang, who have their own very special musical style. Well, this is one of those moments that is going to stay with me forever. I'm completely blown away by that sound, by the sound of those 50 women singing that chorus. I didn't expect it. First you get the kind of the sweetness of those six xylophones. They're so resonant, and it's such lovely, beautiful music. But then when that chorus kicks in, that choir, oh my God. And there are these women, and they're dancing and they're swaying to the rhythm, and they're wearing this long white gown with a green bit at the top, and they're shaking some kind of white pom-poms in their hands, and it is just stunning. In the past, I've listened to things like the Misaluba, which comes from the Congo, and one or two other masses, Catholic masses, done in local languages here in Central Africa, but nothing could prepare me for that. We're outside the church now, and inside they're starting the prayers, getting ready for the evening mass here. And I'm with one of the eldest members of the group, one of the longest standing members, whose name is Antonio Edu Mañana. Antonio, are you all Fang?
Si.
So when you sing, are you singing in Fang?
Efectivamente.
That was a yes.
Hasta los xilófonos también hablan Fang.
He says even the xylophones speak Fang. How is that possible? In what way?
Los xilófonos de hablar Fang.
He says that since they're singing in Fang, so of course when the xylophones play, what are they going to do? Play in another language? No, they're playing in Fang. He says even the maracas and the drum play in Fang. This style of playing the Fang xylophone, which is called the manjang, is it very traditional? Have you modified it for the church?
Esto es lo que hemos dicho antes, que son.
So there are different kinds of manjang, of the Fang xylophone, but this one is called entonobe, and that only plays in the church. Why is it only women who sing?
Bueno, así es.
He says there are always lots of women.
Son las que le gustan.
They're the ones who like to dance and to sing and to get things going.
La mujer, de mejor.
He says some have better voices and some don't. So that's not it, he goes. It's not that women have better voices. Mass is about to start, so thank you very much, Antonio.
Gracias.
And your group is just wonderful. I loved it. He adorado esta música. Muchísimas gracias.
Gracias. Gracias.
Thank you.
World Roots was presented by Lucy Duran and produced by Peter Meanwell. Well, next week at the same time, Lucy continues her journey around Equatorial Guinea. And as ever, if you'd like more information or if you'd like to see photographs of the trip, then go to the World Music pages of the Radio 3 website.
Obviously, the anxiety is always that we'll get to the place that the antibiotics won't work anymore and that we'll have no antibiotics left.
In the future, could routine surgery become deadly?
We have to accept that it's getting harder to develop new antibiotics.
And it's unlikely we'll have a new gram-negative antibiotic for 5 years. So one of these patients who you see may be the next patient that you see dying.
BBC Radio 4 investigates the battle against antibiotic-resistant superbugs. File on 4 on BBC Radio 4 this Tuesday evening at 8.
Well, this is BBC Radio 3 on 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and also online. It's 11 o'clock now, time for Jazz Lineup with Claire Martin.
Hello and welcome along. On today's show, a concert set from the Steinway 2 Piano Festival recorded at the Pizza Express Jazz Club in Soho. And this week we feature acclaimed UK Latin jazz pianist Alex Wilson with Peruvian pianist virtuoso Cesar Correa. And together they push the limits of Latin piano to the extreme. Well, as the celebrations for the 25th birthday of the 606 at Lotts Road, Chelsea, are just about to begin, I'll be joined by musician, band leader and jazz club owner Steve Ruby. Well, let's start the show with something from award-winning Scottish jazz guitarist Graham Stephen. His new album, Tilt, features a stellar lineup of Julian Arguelles on saxophone, Chris Wallace on drums, and Mario Caribe on double bass. The music draws on both jazz and folk traditions, so let's hear the opening track, and this is Isla.
Thank you.
taken from his new release Tilt. That was the guitarist Graham Stephen with Isla. And that CD is out now on the Own Label imprint. On to another brand new release, this time from Vibes master Roger Beaujolais, who will be recording on a jazz lineup session at the BBC Maid of Our studios very soon. This is the title track from his album and a very familiar sound from the London Underground, Mind the Gap.